AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. At least 8 deaths have been reported across the South from severe weather. Victor Gensini, a Northern Illinois University meteorology professor, says conditions are ripe in the South for tornadoes.
You have warm, unstable, humid air. You have southerly winds. This air is coming up, and basically this is like a little ramp or a little snowplow. And as that air hits that ramp or snowplow, it's lifted, and you get these linear spatial patterns.
In Georgia, a passenger died when a tree fell on a vehicle. The storm appeared to have knocked a freight train off its tracks in one county. The school superintendent in Newport News, Virginia, says they learned a 6-year-old who shot a teacher may have had a weapon in his possession before the shooting, but they did not seize the handgun he brought into the classroom. The teacher was shot in the chest and is in stable condition. Police in South Korea are pursuing manslaughter charges over a deadly crush at a nightclub.
Sung Jae-han, head of the National Police Agency's team for the Itaewon District, says he has booked 23 people responsible for the accident, including officials from the police, district office, fire department, and the Seoul Transportation Corporation, on a charge of professional negligence resulting in death. Among them, 6 were arrested. The lack of safety measures, police say, were responsible for a crowd surge that killed nearly 160 people. Jae-han says his team would now send the case to prosecutors. Those recommended for indictment include Park Hee-young, who's mayor of Seoul's Yongsan district, and the district's former police chief. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia claims its forces captured a fiercely contested salt mining town in eastern Ukraine. Government officials say documents aimed at helping Alaska natives apply for aid following typhoon damage last fall featured nonsensical phrases instead of useful instructions. The documents were poorly translated into Alaska native language. This is AP News. 9-time Australian Open champion Novak Djokovic received a warm and enthusiastic welcome in Australia.
Just feels great to be back in Australia, back in Melbourne.
It was at an exhibition match.
Novak Djokovic!
His opponent.
Nick Kyrgios!
Djokovic was deported ahead of last year's Australian Open for refusing to say whether he had been vaccinated for the coronavirus. Vaccination requirements have been dropped. Djokovic pointed out his first Grand Slam victory was at the Australian Open.
15 years later, I'm here again, and I'm competing at the high level, so I must be very grateful for this opportunity to be here. So thank you guys for welcoming me in a good way.
During the exhibition match, Djokovic and Kyrgios delivered trick shots and a mid-match TV interview and teamed up with wheelchair and junior players. The two could meet in the quarterfinals at the Australian Open. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.